弟兄姊妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我里面有一些话要交通，不过其实我不是组织的很好。
I have something inside of me that I want to share, although it's not organized well.
我因为我等一下十一点要去后面帮忙，所以我想说还是把握机会吧。
And I'd like to take the opportunity because I have to go before 11 to help in the back.
我觉得这因为我们冬令会有一个特点，就是我们之前其实并不知道说讲员的主题是什么。
There's a characteristic to our winter conferences because our speakers never knew there's a what theme it is before the conference started.
就我们不知道，那个 speakers 应该知道。
Oh well, we don't know the speaker should know.
不过这一次特会的时候，我里面就一直有两个字在我的里面。
So before the conference start, there's these particular words that been in me.
就是分别。
That is separate.
其实从一开始 Dana 的第一堂讲到，他就说到两个范围。
And the first message from Brother Dana, he covered two areas.
一个就是基督徒的生活跟基督的生命。
And one is the Christian life or Christian living, and then there's the Christ life.
那这个就是这个分别已经不再是说哦信与不信这个分别了。
And the difference is no longer between the believers and the non-believers.
而是就是在整个神的儿女里头。也许有一群人他们是过着基督徒的生活，可是有一群人他们过的实在是愿意是一个基督在里面的生活。
But it's among the children of God, there is a group who's maybe living a Christian life, and there's the other group who's willing to live the Christ life.
那接下来下午那个彭东平弟兄的交通里头，他也给我们看见，其实就是借着使徒行传这几个见证。
And in the afternoon, Brother Jonathan Pong shared through Acts chapter 7, there's a couple of testimonies.
其实就又让我们看到有两群人。
And again, he showed us there are two groups of people.
那从一开始就是亚伯拉罕，他跟亚伯拉罕、撒拉、他拉和罗德他们蒙召出去。
And so from the beginning, there's Abraham, his wife, and then Terah and Lot. They were called to leave their land.
可是接下来就变成两群人，一群就是亚伯拉罕跟撒拉，他们有神的话，他们按着应许继续走下去。
And so then they were divided into two. Not long after, there's Abraham and his wife Sarah, and then they had the word of God, and they were walking according to what they saw or heard from God.
另外就是他拉跟罗德。他们就慢慢远离了神的旨意。
And then there's the other, that's Terah and Lot, and slowly, gradually, they fell away from the will of God.
那接下来讲到约瑟，约瑟跟他十一个兄弟好像又是两组。
And then there's Joseph, and he and the other 11 siblings of his seem to be divided into two groups again.
约瑟他因为有神的梦，他活在这个应许底下，所以我们就看见他后来怎么带进以色列这一怎么在神的旨意中有那一份。
And so Joseph, he, because he had the dream of God and his vision, so that he lived under God's guidance and the others were not.
那另外就是约瑟的十一个兄弟，那我们也知道他们也在以色列的百姓当中，可是他们就不在这个旨意里面。
And so Joseph later on led the Israelites. So the other siblings, they were not under this light and they were not under God's will like Joseph was.
那接下来还有摩西跟百姓，好像也是两组人。摩西他按着神的话领着百姓走，可是百姓他们却落在宗教里面，过甚至到最后弃绝神。
And then there's Moses and the people. And the people of God, they did not live under God's word. And in the end, they actually rejected God.
那接下来就是晚上那个郭定强弟兄就交通到三个，就是有关于属天的祝福、属天的生活，还有属天的盼望。
And so in the evening, Brother Timothy Guo, and he mentioned, shared in three topics, the heavenly blessing, the heavenly life, and the heavenly hope.
那其实又让我们看到属天跟属地，或者你说属灵跟属肉，属土的分别。
And so he showed us the difference between the heavenly and the earthly, or to say the spiritual and the one that's belonging to the flesh.
所以我觉得就是从头到这几次信息提下，我觉得神就一直提醒我分别。这个分别在基督徒生命中的一个问题。
And so it seems the Holy Spirit has been reminding me the message of separate. So the Lord is using these messages to remind me of the life of the believers, how it should be separated.
这其实就提醒我，就是在我去冬令会之前呢，我在做基督学房的功课。
And this reminds me, before I went to Winter Conference, I was working on the homework for the Academy of Christ.
那在读创世纪的时候，我觉得王弟兄说到说神在六天的创造里头的两个原则。
And so I was reading Genesis, and Brother Wong has told us that in the 6 days of creation, there's two principles in the creation.
那第一个就是神的话，因为神说有就有。
The first would be the word of God, because whatever God said, it was done.
然后再来就是分别。
And then it's the separation.
从第一天天和地分别，然后接下来地和海分别，其实都是一个分别的问题。
From the start, in the first day, the heaven and earth has separated, and then there's the land from the waters, so it's a matter of separation.
所以在神其实这是神的复造里头呢，分别是一个很重要的原则。
So in God's recreation, the separation is a very important principle.
那同样在当我们都都得救了，在我们都是信的人里头呢，其实我们也要过一个分别的生活。
So among the believers, we all have been saved. In the same way, we need to live a life of separation.
那分别什么呢？
What are we separated from?
那我觉得在，因为这些信息我觉得我有点杂在一起了，所以我已经不大清楚是谁说的。
And so I've mixed up all the messages. I'm not sure which words were spoken by which speaker.
可是我想我们应该都有印象，就是说到一个，就是两个，一个是属灵跟属肉体，属天跟属地，这些天跟地之间的分别。
And so I think we all had the impression of what is heavenly and what's earthly and what is spiritual and what's carnal, and that's the difference between heaven and earth.
所以我觉得其实我们在这边聚会，我相信弟兄姊妹多多少少都懂这样的道理，就像我自己一样。
I think brothers and sisters who've been gathering here just like me would understand this message more or less.
我们要怎么过一个属天的生活呢？其实最重要就是我们能够像我们的肉体是死的，像我们自己是死的，我们才能够向神而活。
And so how would we live a heavenly life? That is to die to the self and die to the flesh, and then we can start to live a spiritual or heavenly life.
可是我觉得问题就是懂是一回事，可是做不做得到又是另外一回事。
But I feel that the knowledge or knowing this fact is one thing, but to actually put it into practice is another thing.
我记得在冬令会的主日擘饼的时候。
I remember during winter conference the Sunday when we broke the bread.
我记得有一个姊妹她祷告非常激动，她说主啊，让我们为你而活，让我们为你而活。
I remember sister prayed was very emotional, and she prayed that Lord, let me live for you. Let us live for you.
我觉得这个心愿是很好的。
I think this is a great will to offer before God.
可是我坐在那里的时候，就突然之间里面有一个声音，就一个很小的声音告诉我。
But as I sat there, all of a sudden there's a small voice telling me inside.
他说我要你为我死，你愿意吗？
It says that if I want you to die for me, would you be willing?
这就让我就想到，真的，其实我们要说我们要为主而活，好像是很容易的。
And that enabled me to think that it seems easier if we say we want to live for the Lord.
可是当有一天主说我要你为我死，你愿意吗？
But when one day our Lord said to us that I want you to die for me, would you be willing?
其实这又把我带回，就是在特会之前呢， 我们家中发生的一些事情。
And this brings me back to something that happened in our household before the winter conference.
因为其实认识我们这对夫妻的人应该都知道，我跟哥德是性格非常差很远的人。
And those of you who know us, Gildas and I are actually very different in characters.
我是性格很急的，他就是性格很慢，慢条斯理。
I am a very fast-paced person, and I'm also always like to rush things. But on the other hand, my husband is very slow.
那可能是因为老师的关系，所以我很喜欢做计划。
And maybe because I'm a teacher by profession that I like to plan things.
那我一做计划呢，我觉得就要执行，就要 ABCD 照着办。
And once I made my plan, I like to execute it one by one, step by step.
那可是 Gildas 呢，他就觉得说，哎，也要有些变化的时候，我们也要跟着变呢。
And but Gildas would feel that if there's any changes, we need to adapt.
所以他就好像就慢慢看环境的变化，然后再考虑下一步怎么走。
And he would go with the change in the environmental circumstances and then decide what to do next.
所以我们之间很多的冲突就是从这里开始的。
And that would be the cause of a lot of our conflicts.
那后来在其实在11月底12月的时候，我们之间又有一个挺大的冲突。
So around the end of November, beginning of December, there's actually quite a big conflict between us.
那时候呢，我就跪在主面前祷告，我说主啊，我们这样子没办法搞下去啊。
And so I knelt before the Lord and I said, Lord, we just can't keep doing this anymore.
你一定要把给我们环境改变一下。
You have to change the environment around us somehow.
那或者改变他一下，让他能够就是知道该怎么做啊。
And or just change him a little bit so that he knows what to do.
其实我都知道，我每次其实之前我就有这样子祷告过。
Actually, I prayed like this before.
可是每一次我这样祷告，主都跟我讲说，我不会改变环境，我不会改变他。
But every time I prayed like this before, the Lord always told me that I would not change the environment, I would not change him.
我要改变你。
I'm going to change you.
我就觉得说，我觉得道理都在我这边，准时很重要，你照着计划做很重要，我觉得这些都是非常非常好也非常重要的事情，我相信弟兄姊妹应该也可以同意吧。
I feel that I'm the one with the reasons. It's important to be punctual. It's important to execute as planned. I believe all of you would agree with me. I have all the right reasons.
可是神就让我看见说，真的在神面前我们没有办法讲道理的。
But I think that God allowed me to see that it's before him, we cannot reason with him.
问题就是我愿不愿意像我自己我的理由，这一切死了。
The issue is whether I am willing to die to all of these reasons.
我愿不愿意放弃我的理由，让神自己，神才有空间来在我们当中做他要做的工作。
Whether I'm willing to give up all my reasons to allow God to work and give God space to work around me.
所以那一次呢，是我自己就主动，因为通常我都是等他跟我道歉。
And usually I wait for him to apologize to me.
或者开口跟我说话。
Or at least for him to make the first move to talk to me.
这一次呢，我就自己过去跟他说话。
And this time I took the initiative to talk to him.
其实我觉得主要我跟他道歉，可是我还是道歉不出来。
I feel that the Lord actually want me to apologize to him, but I still couldn't do it.
可是我就看见说，当我愿意放下我自己，向我自己死的时候，
I see that when I'm willing to put myself down and when I'm willing to die to myself,
我真的就看见神，他就有空间来做他要做的工作。
And then I see God will truly have the space to He has the means to work on me.
所以我觉得从这些信息又再次让我看见说，神问我们的就是你愿不愿意向你自己死。
And so again, I see God is asking us whether we're willing to die to ourselves.
因为就像一个容器，如果你里面全部是满了你自己的意思，满了你自己的你的肉体，其实就
It's just like a container or a vessel. If it is filled with yourself and your satisfaction, your flesh.
那其实你没有办法再加任何属灵，就算是一个 好的东西，属灵的祝福也没有办法加进去。
Then even something good or blessed spiritual blessings, you can't add anything else to it anymore.
只有我们把这个容器倒了，倒空了。
Only when we're able to empty the vessel.
那属天的祝福才可能加进这个容器里面。
Then the spiritual blessings can be added into the vessel.
那我自己其实在服事上面也有点学习。
Actually, I also learned some lessons in my service.
在特会之前呢，我记得有一天雍辉弟兄来问我说，愿不愿意就是在 Toddler Class 做 Coordinator。
And so, before the Winter Conference, Brother Yonghui asked me whether I was willing to be a coordinator in his class.
In toddler class.
Oh, in the toddler class.
对，那我现在想说，好啊，这还不容易啊，就把事情计划计划，这不是我的强项吗？
And I thought this is quite easy. It was my strength to do the planning. I'll just plan it all out.
那特别是旧金山的那个 Shirley 姊妹呢，我跟她也挺好的。那她是负责西岸聚会的幼童班的服事，所以我觉得有她在，那更不用担心啊。
And so especially I know Sister Shirley from San Francisco. She had been in charge at WCCC and the toddler class there. And if I work with her, then I wouldn't need to worry about anything.
那果然我跟她打电话，她就马上把十几个档案全部发给我。那甚至包括她跟那个Lauren 姊妹，就是那个老师中间的要说些什么，她都一点一点的详列下来。
And so as expected, I called her and she sent me a dozen of files, and even with a file of all the notes, including things what I need to remind a sister or talk to Sister Lauren about.
那就反正我就照着步骤慢慢做。
And so I followed the instructions one by one.
那接下来呢，就是弟兄们他们就在后面贴上，就是说大家有没有自愿去做 helper, 做帮助的。
And so the next step would be our brother put up a list, a sign up sheet in the back and ask for people volunteer to sign up to be helpers.
头两个礼拜呢，我就一直跑去看啊。
So the first 2 weeks I kept checking the list.
就我看呢 ,nursery 呢已经有一列姊妹的名字在上面，就她的了就一个。
And so I saw the list for sign up list for nursery had a list of sisters signed up already, but then the toddler list there was only one person.
那我心里头就开始急了。
I started to be anxious.
后来呢，我就跑去跟几个比较亲近的姊妹。就开始跟他们讲说，哎，你们怎么不去签名啊？
And so I started to look for the sisters that I know better, and I asked them, why don't you sign up?
结果呢，他们就说，我不想去那边啊，什么，就是也就说一些好像不大想做的话。
But they all told me that they would give me some reasons how they don't want to do it.
那我说不行啊，你们如果不自愿的话嘛，我就帮你自愿好了。
And I said, if you don't volunteer, I'll volunteer you for you.
后来我回到家之后，我里面就有很强烈的责备。
But when I went home, I felt a great reprimand inside.
主就说，你是这样在做我的工作吗？
And the Lord asked me, is this the way you serve me?
你以为我找不到人来做我的工作吗？
You think I cannot find someone to do my work?
需要你在那里敲锣打鼓的，好像在那里帮我做点事吗？
And that I would need you to do some advertisement or promotion to do these things and that get people to work.
那我后来下一次聚会的时候，我就跟那几个姊妹道歉，我说没关系，你们如果不做就应该要你们自己里面有感动。
And so the following week I said, I talked to those sisters and apologized to them and said, that's okay, I shouldn't have forced you.
可是我里头呢，其实还是很不幸的，我就跟主祷告说，好吧，大不了呢，我从头到尾我都去当 helper, 我也不去听讲道了，那可以了吧。
But actually within me, I had this thought in me, yeah, that's okay, if nobody signed up, I would be the helper from the beginning to the end, I don't have to listen to any message there.
那结果我就收到了 Mountain View 那边的 sign up sheet, 也是只有一个，就一个，后来我们这边就有陆陆续续几个姊妹签名了。
And so, and later on, we have a few more sisters who signed up in our sign-up list, and
Mountain,
I received one from Mountain View.
对，那我心里想说，好吧，我就我自己上场了。
And then I thought in my heart that I would do it myself.
结果后来呢，收到三藩市那边来的姊妹签名，整页全部签满了。
And then later on, I received a sign-up sheet from San Francisco, and the whole page was filled up with names.
那我里面真的就我就觉得非常的惭愧。
And I felt very guilty inside.
Ashamed.
Um,
我觉得真的这主的工作难道他不能够去做吗？
And I felt the Lord, it's the Lord's work. Couldn't he have done it?
结果到最后呢，我还可以用选的选几选一些姊妹当 helper.
In the end, I actually have a pool of names to choose from, so I have to choose who was going to do it.
而且真的很感谢主，我这次聚会每一堂信息我都没有错过。
And I truly thank the Lord that I had the opportunity to attend each and listen to each message.
所以我就真的看见说，我们可以有我们自己的能力、自己的智慧。
I thank the Lord because we see even though we can't have our own ability and our own wisdom.
可是在主自己的主做用主他自己做他自己的工作更带着更大的能力。
But when the Lord does His own work, it's with even greater power.
那再说回来呢，我就想在这次特会中也让我想到了在出埃及记的时候。读到的一些内容。
And so this conference also reminded me of something I read in the book of Exodus.
因为其实从西岸聚会我们都是讲到会幕，从那个西岸特会的主题，
WCCC,
我们一直都在看会幕。
We have been looking at the tabernacle.
其实会幕的最主要的材料呢，就是那个中文怎么？
造假木 And so the main material we see in the tabernacle, we use the acacia wood.
那其实这就是预表到我们人参与这个人的建造
And it's a type for the building with the element of men.
那其实造假木呢，在沙漠是我后来才知道，其实造假木是沙漠非常常见的材料。
And so this acacia wood is quite commonly found in the desert.
其实它是没什么价值的，就在沙漠中都可以找到。
It is actually of very little value because it's very commonly found there.
可是神用皂荚木呢，可是皂荚木被选上的时候呢，它需要经过一些手续，它才能够成为一个尺寸跟样式都能够合乎神标准的材料。
And so when the material and the wood was found, it needs to be processed and then it can become the material in the right size and right fit to be used by God.
那我就想到说，其实我们人也是就是很卑微的材料。
Then I thought that as human beings, we are very lowly material.
就像在沙漠中的皂荚木一样
Just like the acacia wood found in the wilderness.
可是神他有恩典，他要选从这些当中选一些材料来建造那个会幕。
But God has His grace, and He's going to select some of this material to be used to build this tabernacle.
可是这些皂荚木不是你选来就放上去的。
But this acacia wood is not just you choose it and then just randomly place there to use.
你需要经过这些雕琢，这些手续，它才能够变成一个好的建材来做。
And it needs to be processed and cut and carved so that it can be used as building material.
如果你不愿意去接受这些雕琢的话，你就还是沙漠中一块普通的皂荚木。
If you're not willing to go through that process to be carved, to be cut, then you cannot be used as that building material.
可是你如果愿意来接受圣灵的这些雕刻、这些雕琢。
But if you're willing to accept this carving from the work of the Holy Spirit.
那最后呢，在建之前呢，神还给我们包上金子。
And before it's actually put together, and God will cover us with gold.
那我们就能够在这个会幕上中有份。
Then we can be part of the tabernacle.
所以我觉得这就是分别。
So I believe this is the separation, the difference.
你愿意做一个沙漠中不起眼、很一般的皂荚木。
Whether you are willing to stay like that acacia wood found in the wilderness of that is of little value.
还是你愿意被神选上，接受雕琢，然后成为一个会幕的建材。
Or you are willing to be selected by God and accept the work to be done on you and then finally become the building material for that tabernacle. Am I sharing here?
接着 Irene 姊妹的刚才的交通。
I just want to follow Sister Irene's sharing.
刚才当她讲到那个从三藩市看到他们的那个发给我们的 sign up sheet.
When she mentioned that, when we saw the sign up list given to us from San Francisco,
我跟她是一模一样的感觉。
I had the same reaction.
因为这次安排的时候，主要是顾兵弟兄和我在这里做一点安排。
Because the planning stage and organization of this conference, it was mainly Brother Gu Bing and me were the people in charge.
所以我们有很多事情我们就是比较直接的参与，所以我们看得比较清楚一点。
So we had the direct participation and know the matters involved more directly.
所以我觉得主也让我们确实学了很多很多的功课。
And I truly feel the Lord allowed us to learn many lessons.
但是有时候当我们真的是不知道这个事情能不能做得成，能不能很容易的做成的时候。
And there are a lot of things when we don't know whether they can be accomplished or done very easily.
当我们想尽我们自己的办法，我们来做这做那个的时候。
And when we feel that we have to use our own methods to do this or do that.
我们却总是发现好像有很多的难处。
And then we will find that we seem to run into a lot of difficulties.
但是当我们在我们出乎我们意料的时候。
But when it's out of our expectation.
主总是把够用的恩典加给我们。
The Lord always provides sufficient grace.
那这次，我想我在这个过程中，我们弟兄几次提醒我们，就说要如果你有变动的话，要提前跟我们讲。
And so our brothers reminded us that if there's going to be any change, please notify us early.
因为今年确实是跟往年相比，我们今年的人数是比较多一点。
Because comparing to the past years, this year we have a lot more attendees.
所以这个在这个房间的安排上面，确实是很头疼的事情。
And so it was truly a headache to arrange for the lodging for the brothers and sisters.
一直到最后，我们还在做这个变化哈。
Even till the very last minute, we were making changes.
在去冬令会前面那个主日。
So the Sunday before the winter conference.
因为要给一些弟兄姊妹们再给他们换一下。
Because I needed to make some more changes for brothers and sisters.
所以我就在星期六的晚上，我就一直在想这件事情。
So I kept thinking about it on Saturday evening.
然后星期天来这边聚会。
So I came here on Sunday to meet.
然后我就突然想起来可以怎么换了。
And all of a sudden I thought I came up with a solution on how to make the changes.
然后我就很激动，然后跟我的姊妹一直在车里面讲。
And I was really emotional and I kept talking to my wife in the car.
我一不留神车开到了85英里。
And then because I was distracted, I drove on to drove up to 85 miles per hour.
所以在那个280上面，快到那个92那边，警察就把我抓起来。
And so when I was 280, almost close to highway 92, I was stopped by the highway patrol.
我当时觉得很正说的高兴的那个时候。
At the time, I just felt I was so excited because I came up with a plan to make the changes.
后面突然就看见那个灯在闪。
And then I saw the lights flashing behind me.
心里面有一点点不敢相信这个事情。
In my heart, I just could not believe that was happening to me.
因为我记得我上一次吃这个 speeding ticket.
Because I remember the last time I received a speeding ticket.
也是在一次冬令会上面。
It was also during on the way to a winter conference.
那个时候呢，我是到San Jose 我去接一个从中国来的一个他在我们公司工作，接他时间晚了的缘故，所以我开了快递。
And that time was because I was going to pick up a brother from China in San Jose, and I was late, running late, so I sped up.
所以我心里面我就在想，主啊，你真是这样跟我开玩笑吗？
And in my heart, I said to the Lord, are you joking with me like this?
但是很奇怪。
But very strangely.
我就稍微有那么一点点念头。
Just as I had this thought in me,
当我来到薄饼的聚会的里面,
when I came to in the bread breaking,
那种出人意料的平安,
the peace that's beyond understanding,
我该怎么样祷告, 还怎么样祷告?
If I would pray just as I should have,
我想主就是那么奇妙,
I think the Lord is that wonderful.
他提醒我
He reminded me.
你上次试 ticket 已经四年了。
It's been 4 years since your last ticket.
你最近开车确实有点不小心。
You've been careless during your driving recently.
你知道那天其实那个路是很湿的。
You know that day it was actually wet on the road.
那个警察也提醒我说，你在这么湿的路上，你开了3000磅的一个杀人武器，你知道吗？
And so the police reminded me that, you know, in this wet road that you're driving a 3,000-pound weapon.
所以有时候神就借着这些事情来提醒我们。
And so sometimes God used these things to remind us.
所以我相信这一定是出于神的。
So I believe this must come from God.
其实在这个侍奉的当中。
So actually during the service.
所有的一切发生在我们身上。
All the things that happen to us.
都是主在那里做工。
Is the work of the Lord.
他不会让我们就是在那里为着一些侍奉来做一些事情。
He wouldn't allow to do just these menial work for the sake of serving.
所以我们在冬令会里面，郭弟兄他讲了一句话，我特别抓到我的心。
And so in the winter conference, Brother Timothy Guo has said something that really grabbed my heart.
他说除了基督，神什么都不要。
He said, God doesn't want anything else but Christ.
包括我们手里的工作
including our service, our ministry,
包括我们的侍奉
including all the service that we're doing with our hands,
包括我们自己的办法，我们自己的热心
including our methods, our ways, and our zeal.
如果我们在这个过程的里面
if during the process,
我们没有经历他
we did not experience him,
我们没有得着他
we did not gain him,
什么在他面前都不能算
nothing can count before him.
我特别要提一件事情。
I'd like to specially mention one thing.
就是到了冬令会的最后一天。
That is the last day in the winter conference.
我记得非常非常的清楚。
I remembered it really clearly.
晚上10:28。
10:28 at night.
虽然我们这次没有提，但是我们知道我们10:30就要熄灯了。
Even though we didn't mention it, announce it, but we know we have lights out at 10:30.
所以我那时候已经躺在床上了。
So at that time I was lying in bed already.
而且到了最后一天，说实在话，这个担子有点放下，所以我很早就躺在那里了。
And also, honestly speaking, that was the last day I felt my burden is slipping away, and I was relaxing in the bed.
然后这个时候有一个电话进来。
At this time, there was a phone call.
有一个姊妹跟我讲。
A sister told me.
她说我们可能。太多人洗澡吹头发，我们那个房间这个大灯还好，但是那个厕所旁边那个灯已经坏了。
And she said maybe it's because there's an overload. Everybody's showering and blowing drying their hair, so the light that is the smaller light in the bathroom has gone out.
他说你有没有办法
？And she asked me, is there something that I could do to help?
我说那你就填一个那个卡就好了，填一个卡放在那里。
And I said that you could fill out the form, the card, and put it and put in a request.
他说这么晚了，还会有人来修吗
？And she asked if this is so late, would somebody still come around to fix it?
我说我也不知道啊，但是我也不会修啊。
And I said I don't know for sure, but I cannot fix it either.
那时候我又突然想到，郭弟兄在他的信息里面，他说来到这里就是洗澡也没有洗好，但是好像这几天就是忍一忍也就算了。
And so at that time I just was reminded of Brother Timothy. Quote was saying that when he was here, he wasn't able to take a proper shower. And it's just a few days, so we just lived through it.
我们不是应该有属天的盼望吗？
Don't we have this heavenly hope?
所以我就跟他说。
So I told her.
我说你那个房间的灯还有亮的吗？
I said, you still have a light that's working in the room, right?
他说对啊，但是卫生间的灯不亮了。
And she said the main light in the room is still working, but the light in the light in the bathroom is not working.
我说那你可不可以用手机打开那个能可不可以用卫生间
？And I said, why can you use your cell phone as like a flashlight to go and use the bathroom that way?
他说可以啊。
And she said, sure, I can.
我说那你今天是不是人人就可以
？And I said, why? Maybe we just bear with this inconvenience and just get through tonight.
他说可以啊。
And she said, sure.
那我说那就好吧。
I said, okay, then we'll just do that.
然后我就又躺下了。
And then I lay down again.
过了十几分钟。
After about ten or twenty minutes.
我好像心里面一直就没有平安。
It seems that I lost my peace in my heart.
然后我就去看这个电话。
And then I kept looking at my phone.
发现是雪萍姊妹的电话。
And I found out this is Sister 雪萍。
但是听声音好像不是雪萍啊，我记得好像不是她，我也没有问她的名字。
I didn't ask her name, but I couldn't. The voice didn't sound like her.
所以我就问姊妹，我说是谁打来的电话
？And so I asked my wife, who was the sister who called? I asked the sister who it was.
他说我也不知道，好像是一个很年轻的一个姊妹。
And she said I didn't know, but I think it's a very young sister.
他说我也不认识她，她电话不能用，就借我的电话。
And I don't know her, but she was borrowing my phone.
我说那你知不知道她那个房间在哪里
？And so I asked her whether she knew where she which room she was staying in.
他说我也不知道、啊。
And she said I didn't know.
我说那你知不知道她那个电没有了，暖气还能不能工作
？And so I asked her, "Do you know if since she doesn't have the working light in her bathroom, whether the heating was still working?"
她说我也不知道。
And she said, "I didn't know either."
我心里面就更不平安了。
And so I felt even more uneasy in my heart.
但是她给我一个线索。
But she gave me a clue.
她说这个姊妹是一个很年轻的姊妹，好像是几个比较年轻的姊妹住在一间房间里面。
And she said it's a very young sister. I think she stayed in a room there with many younger sisters.
而且好像这个姊妹好像是从南加州过来。
And I think this sister came from Southern California.
然后我就谢了她，然后我就把我的灯打开，把电脑打开，然后开始找这个姊妹。
So I thanked her, and then I turned on the light. I looked, turned on my computer, and looked for who the sister was.
后来确实就发现了有一个 cabin 里面住了一些年轻的姊妹。
And I found that the cabin there were some younger sister who lived there.
其中的一个是从南湾来的。
And one came from the South Bay.
然后我就在那里找完以后，找到他们其中的有一个人有一个电话。
And then I was looking for among these people, I have a phone number among one of them.
然后我就打电话给那个姊妹。
So I called that sister.
那个时候已经过了十一点。
That was past 11 by that time.
可以听出来那个姊妹可能已经睡了。
Actually, I can tell that sister actually probably already fell asleep.
我打电话给她，我说你们的暖气 work 不 work?
I asked her whether their heating was working.
他说好了好了都好了刚才有人来帮我们修了。
And she said, oh, everything is fine. Somebody came and did some repairs.
我在那里感谢主。
I thank the Lord then.
你们记不记得在路加福音里面
？Do you remember in the Gospel according to Luke?
主他讲了一个，当然那个是不同的上下文，但是讲了一件事情。
Of course, it's a different context, but it was telling of one story.
你讲有一个人他已经睡下了。
There's one man who already went to bed.
有一个人去敲门说，我有一个朋友来，可不可以你给我三个饼
？And so someone came to his door and knocked on the door and asked for three bread.
那个人说，我的儿女已经躺下了， So, 我不能起来给你开门了。
So that person said, my children and I, we all settled down and ready for bed. I cannot come to the door.
所以那件事情就出现在我的心里面。
That story came into my mind.
我有时候在想，我是不是就是那一个人？
I sometimes am thinking, am I that person?
我好像在做了很多很多的事情。
Seems that I have done a lot and a lot of things.
但是到了最后一天的晚上。
But when we came to the last evening,
主就用这件事情来提醒我。
The Lord used this incident to remind me.
你做这些事情的时候，是你自己在做呢，还是为我在做？
When you're doing these things, are you handling these things? Are you doing it for me or are you doing it for yourself?
你是做事情呢，还是来侍奉基督的身体？
Are you just handling matters or are you serving the body of Christ?
所以很奇妙。
So very wonderfully.
主让我经历了很多很多的事情。
The Lord allowed me to experience many things.
但是每一件事情。
But after each matter,
它都恰到好处的让它发生在我的身上。
Would happen to me just in the right way.
有时候觉得好像是他在跟你开玩笑一样。这两件事情听起来都像是在开玩笑一样。
These two incidents, it seemed that they were all a joke on me.
但是他实实在在的用这两件事情，他要得着我。
But he truly used these two things to gain me.
他也让我更多的能得到他。
So that I can gain him more.
所以当我说我们在这里面侍奉他的时候，
So when I say we are serving him here,
其实是他在侍奉。
Actually, it's him who is serving us.
因为他让我们更多的在每一件事情上面都来得到他。
Because he allows us to gain him in all things.
我交通你到这里。
Am I sharing here?
那个弟兄一个眼神可以讲很多话，我就抬起头，然后弟兄一看我一眼。
Feel like my brother can.
那个眼神里头有很多信息。
Can speak a lot with his with a glance and.
我没打算交通，但是弟兄好像就一个眼神就说你应该交通。那我就。
I wasn't going to prepare to share, but the brother looked at me and I feel like I needed to share.
我觉得主真的是用很小的事情，就好像我们平时听很多主的话语，好像有些甚至很深奥，就好像彼得说，保罗说的话很深奥，但是你们还是要就是不要拒绝他。
And I feel like a lot of times the things in the Bible, the words that are spoken are very difficult to understand, are very mysterious, just like the words of Paul and Peter. But a lot of times we still need to follow on.
但是主得着我们是用很细微的东西去得着我们。
But when the Lord gained us, He's using something very small to gain us.
就好像我们唱的诗歌，就是主用柔细的声音跟我们说话。
And just like the hymn says that the Lord speak to us very tenderly.
就好像我们刚才弟兄姊妹的交通，你们跟我都觉得主很柔细的声音，但是带着很大的力量。
And just like the sharing earlier, that we all feel that even though the Lord was speaking to us very tenderly, but it has a very great strength in His words.
那我们冬令会的时候，我们提出可以帮助小孩子下午的活动。
And in the winter conference, we have some activities for the children.
我一开始想就是说，小孩子坐在室内这么久，然后他们出来一定是很高兴的，能出来活动，应该是很高兴的。
In the beginning, I thought that because the children they were sitting indoor for so long, so they would they should feel very happy when they had a chance to go outside.
所以我如果能计划一些活动，是让他们 get physical， 就是可以肢体运动一下，那他们应该很容易就会很快乐，这是我的想法。
So in the beginning, I thought that if I could plan some physical activities for the children so they can move around, so according to what I thought, they should be very happy.
而且只有三个下午，有每个下午都有五个弟兄姊妹来帮忙。
And there were only three afternoons, and every afternoon there are five brothers and sisters helping out.
一开始姊妹还说是不是五个太多了，可以让别的弟兄姊妹可以去听多点信息。
And in the beginning, our sister even said that maybe it's too many for five brothers and sisters serving together. Maybe some of them can go and to the meetings.
所以第一个下午的时候，我看到天气也很好，然后地上也不湿，所以我就想第一个下午可以一开始让他们在室外可以让他们放松一点，让他们觉得it's a fun thing， 就是可以玩得很高兴。然后接下来的两个下午，即使是室内的活动，他们起码一开始有个期望值，就是说是好玩的，所以他们以后会合作一点。
So the first afternoon, the sun was shining and the ground wasn't wet. So I thought we would take them outside to play and have some fun. So even though for the next two afternoons we might need to stay inside, at least they would think this is a fun thing to attend.
然后我们就把他们领到那个草坪上面。
So we led them to the lawn.
然后就解释一下我们的活动。
And gave them some explanation of the activities.
有几个孩子说，这好无聊哦。
And some children, they said that it's so boring.
有几个孩子就开始往外跑了。
And some of the children, they ran away.
有几个孩子，你在说什么，他完全不吸收进去。
And some of the children, they were not paying attention at all to what we said.
我就开始感觉我的头上好像有蒸汽在冒了。
And I felt like steam was coming up from my head.
然后看看其他几个帮助的弟兄姊妹的表情，你就看到好像他们都一脸黑线了。
So then when I looked at the facial expressions of the other brothers and sisters, they didn't look too good either.
然后Eunice 姊妹，我一直觉得她是一个很平和的一个人。
So for Eunice, I always thought that she's someone very calm.
我看到她的脸好像那个表情不太对了。
But it doesn't look right on her face.
然后她就告诉我说，有个小孩走丢了。
And then she told me one of the children ran away.
然后我的弟兄跑去追那个跑走的孩子，就是不是那个丢失的孩子，而是你几个决定他们自己要做自己的事情，我的弟兄跑去追他们。
So my husband, my brother, he was running after some of the children who were running away at that time and decided to do their own things.
我就看到这些孩子好像在失控。
And I felt like we lost control of the children.
然后感谢主提醒我说，我应该在他们面前做一个不是说做一个能控制他们的人，而是做一个让他们知道在我们自己不能控制自己的时候，我们是回到主面前的人。
But I thank the Lord reminded me that I'm not there to be someone who's going to control them, but is when things are out of control, we need to learn to be controlled or to be controlled by the Lord.
所以我就叫他们大家一起为那个走丢了的孩子祷告。
So I asked everybody to pray for the child who ran away.
我可以看到那个走丢了孩子的爸爸妈妈脸上的慌张。
And I could picture the anxiety on the faces of the parents of this child.
因为是如果换做我的话，我找不到自己的女儿，也是会很慌张。
And if it was for me, if I could not find my own daughter, I would be very anxious.
然后祷告完， 我们就开始我们的活动。
So after we pray, we start our activities.
然后过没十分钟，那个丢失的孩子找回来了。
And then within 10 minutes, we were able to find that child that was lost.
那我就跟孩子们说，我们感谢主。听我们的祷告。
So I told the children we ought to thank the Lord for finding this child.
然后一个孩子就跟我说。
And one of the children said to me.
他根本就没丢失啊，他一直在他的房间里。
Actually, this particular child, he or she was never lost. He or she was in the room all along.
就好像就是你在把荣耀归给神的时候，一个孩子。把你说的就是砍掉，就是说你说的没意思。
And just, it seems that when we were giving glory to God, this child was telling us this meaningless was to give glory to God.
就不只是说这个活动本身，而是你觉得这个孩子好像没有心为神哦。
And we're not just talking about the activity. It seems like this child did not have a heart for the Lord.
那我们晚上回到住宿的地方。
And in the evening when we went back to our lodging,
我就说神啊，我真的不能保证这些孩子的安全。
And I said to the Lord that I really couldn't guarantee the safety of the children.
我更加不能保证他们的心是为你的。
And I all the more could not guarantee that their hearts are for you.
主只有你自己能改变这些孩子的心。
And Lord, only you could change the hearts of these children.
然后第二天早上主就给我一段话。
And then the next morning, the Lord gave me some words.
是在以赛亚书四十一章。
It's in the book of Isaiah chapter 41.
第十节。
Verse 10.
你不要害怕，因为我与你同在，不要惊惶，因为我是你的神。
Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God.
我必坚固你，我必帮助你。
I will strengthen you, surely I will help you.
我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
看到这段话的时候，我的心里是完全的释放。
When I saw these words, my heart was completely released.
前一天晚上，我根本就不期待下两个下午是应该怎么过的。
Because the evening before, I could anticipate how I could spend the next two afternoons.
因为我觉得我准备了十个活动中，我选了两个我觉得最好玩的，第一天玩了。
And because out of the 10 activities I planned, I picked the top two that I thought they are the most fun to spend, to do these activities in the first afternoon.
似乎有很多孩子都不感兴趣。
But it seems that most of the children, they were not interested.
我们有儿童服侍的有每一个中午都一起来祷告。
All the brothers and sisters in the children ministry, every afternoon we would pray together.
然后我觉得不只是我相信，所有的弟兄姊妹都可以经历到那个祷告中主给的安慰。
And I know it's not only for me, but for all the brothers and sisters, we could experience the comfort from the Lord while we prayed.
所以我觉得我从这段圣经里头得到很大的安慰。
So I am truly comforted from these words in the Bible.
然后我就想，我好像我自己计划的活动，好像并不能把他们带到主面前。
And I thought to myself, it seemed that the activities that I planned could not bring the children to the Lord.
但是我实在的经历主的安慰。
But I truly experienced the comfort from the Lord.
即使这个好像很柔细的声音。
Even though this is a tender small voice.
这个是我自己真实的经历。
But this is my true experience.
所以我应该 跟这些孩子们分享我的经历。
So I should share this experience with the children.
好像说，这个不是什么大道理，而且，好像一个成人在孩子面前承认说，我完全控制不了你们。
And it's not any great doctrine. It's just an adult confessing to the children that I have no control over you.
好像你把你自己你的弱点在他们面前敞露出来。
It seems that I was exposing my weaknesses before them.
但是我觉得这是真的经历。
But I felt that it was my true experience.
所以我第二天开始，活动之前我就跟他们有这个小小的分享。
So on the second day before the activities began, I had this little sharing with them.
我分享之前，我就觉得这个主的话已经很真实的告诉我说，我要帮助你，我要兼顾你，你不用担心这些孩子走失。
And that even before I shared, I already felt that the Lord has spoken to me through these words that I would be with you, I would strengthen you. Do not worry about the kids getting lost.
我觉得他们好像有在听。
And I felt that they seemed to be listening.
他们接下来的活动，好像他愿意跟着游戏的规则做。
And then for the activities that followed, it seemed that they were willing to follow the instructions.
甚至我觉得他们好像在享受这个游戏。
And I felt that they were enjoying the activities.
即使那两个游戏一开始我计划的时候，弟兄姊妹说你这个好像有点难度。
And even though in the beginning when I was planning these activities, some brothers and sisters said that these might be a little bit more difficult.
我就说那我就拿来做后备的，如果时间太多了，我以后再来做。
So I said that maybe I'll use these as backup. So if there's too much time, I'll use these activities.
但是我就再也不敢去室外活动了。
But I dare not go outside again.
所以这些本来是后备的室内的活动我就拿出来了。
So I use these activities that originally I planned for backup.
我觉得对成人来玩都好像有点枯燥。
It seemed that they might be a little bit boring even for the adults.
但是他们好像是享受的。
But it seemed that they enjoy them.
而且我觉得真的看到他们分组的时候，他们愿意一起来，有个团队的活动。
And it seemed that when they were divided into groups, they were willing to have this group activity together.
所以我真的把感谢归给神。
So I truly give thanks to God.
因为我们这么不中用的人。
Because we who are so useless.
他竟然愿意在小事上让我们经历他。
He's so willing to let us experience him even in small matters.
我相信不只是我自己。
And I truly believe this is not just for me.
就是我们一起互相帮助的弟兄姊妹都可以经历他。
And for all the brothers and sisters who were helping, they can all experience it.
弟兄姐妹好。
Greetings to brothers and sisters.
我今天其实真的是没有打算也没在来之前也没在神面前祷告说来跟大家一块分享。
Originally, I did not pray to God that I would share today.
但是我觉得到现在为止，总共有三个弟兄姐妹分享与我们家有关的事情已经被两个弟兄姐妹提到。
But so far, three brothers and sisters shared, and then two of them already mentioned something that had to do with my family.
所以我觉得其实主就一个声音一直在催促我。
So there is a voice that kept prompting me.
觉得好像我好像是有应该分享一点我在主里的感受。
I feel that I should share something about how what I gained from the Lord.
其实我们全家来到弟兄姐妹中间已经有两年了。
And my family has been with brothers and sisters for about 2 years.
中间也有过几次，我其实神给我有一点点的负担让我分享。 但是我好像一直压回去了。
There are a few times that God has given me the burden to share, but I have suppressed them.
啊，所以我觉得在过去两年中，虽然我们真的是在主里，啊，在弟兄姐妹中间学到了很多。
And in the past couple of years, I've learned a lot among brothers and sisters.
但是我们一直没有把我们那一份啊分享出来。
But I haven't shared my share.
所以我觉得啊，先啊，因为没有准备，所以讲的可能有些乱。
Because I did not prepare that, so I might not be very organized.
嗯，希望大家姐妹在主里谅解。
May you bear with me in the Lord.
Yeah. 我有一个20年的非常非常好的朋友。
And I have a friend, a very good friend for 20 years.
我们其实我信主与他也有很大关系。
And she.
我信主。
Is it she?
Yes.
She has. She has a lot to do with my believing in the Lord.
中间的过程我也就不讲了。
And I will skip the process.
他们大概是在2008年底，他们一家在2008年底，因为他先生工作的原因回到了中国。
And in at the end of 2008, because of the husband's work, they returned to China.
他是1999年来到美国。
And they came to the United States in 1999.
他信主的经历非常特别。
And her believing in the Lord was a very special process.
他其实就是特别对死亡是特别特别的惧怕。
And she had a great fear of death.
所以呢，他就是因为这个惧怕，他来到了美国，就特别他是跟大多人不同，他自己去寻找神，寻找教会。
And it was because of this fear she came to the United States, and unlike many others, she took the initiative to seek after God, to seek after a church.
因为她害怕死亡，所以她就要得永生。
And because of her fear of death, she wanted to have eternal life.
因为她知道信耶稣会有永生，所以她很快就信了。
And because she knew believing in Jesus would have eternal life, so it was very quickly that she believed.
所以在他回中国之前的9年中啊，他还有他的先生，还有他的爸爸妈妈，也都陆陆续续的信了主。
So the 9 years before she returned to China, her husband and her parents they believed in the Lord also.
Yeah, 但是呢，我觉得他们的信主呢，我觉得好像啊，对很多很啊，怎么说，信的是什么？虽然也懂，但是我觉得好像啊，真的不是很啊，还信他对他们的信仰其实不是特别的清楚。
But I feel that her in terms of her faith, she's not very clear on what she's believing in.
尤其是他的爸爸妈妈。
Especially her parents.
虽然他们信了，但是他们一直觉得他们信了之后啊，就应该神祝福他们，因为他们身体有一些。有些需要，他们觉得信了神，神就应该医治他们的身体。
So after they believe, even though they believed, they consider that God should bless them in the health.
但是他们在美国的时候，虽然整个教会为他们祷告，但是他们身体好像没有任何的起色。
And they had some illness, even though the church was praying for them, but it seemed like the illness did not go away.
他们回到中国以后呢，他们有一个特特别的机会，他们得啊，他们接触了一个叫高级生命的一个组织。
So after they returned to China, they came across an organization that's named
It's Advanced Life or something.
Advanced Life Organization.
Yeah, 从此以后呢，他爸爸妈妈的身体真的是越来越好。
And from that time on, the health of her parents they were getting better and better.
从此以后呢，他们就抱着那么一堆啊来自高级生命的书。
And from that time on, they hung on to those books from this Advanced Life Organization.
他们告诉他们认识的每一个人，或者他们不是认识的每一个，他们所心里非常就他们的朋友、亲朋好友。
And they told everyone they knew, their friends and relatives, about these books.
他们说，我们以前是信 信耶稣的，但是我们的病没有任何医治。现在我们信了高级生命，你看我们身体一天比一天好。
So they told everybody that before we believed in Jesus, but our health did not seem to get better. But now that we believe in this advanced life, our health is getting better and better.
所以我这个朋友家里有三个小孩。
So my friend has three children.
他们知道他们的姥姥姥爷很爱他们。
And they knew that the grandparents loved them very much.
所以呢，他们就相信他的姥姥姥爷告诉他们就是真的，
是
对的。
Believe what the grandparents tell them, and they believe they, these are the truth.
所以呢，他们家在国内的这六年中，慢慢的真的是与神的关系越来越远。
So in this past 6 years, while this family is in China, they are departing from God farther and farther away.
今年就去年2014年的 summer, 神有着神的特别的带领，神就带领我的朋友跟他的三个小孩回到美国。
And because of God's special guidance in 2014, God has brought my friend and her three children back to, United, to the United States.
他们去了 San Diego.
And they went to San Diego.
但是呢，我跟我家先生，因为他一个人带了三个小孩，很快买了房子，但先生没回来 ，sorry.
And they, my friend and her three children came back without the husband, and they bought a house very quickly.
So, 我跟我的弟兄就有负担，就想着过去帮他把这个家 settle down 一下，这样，来 help 他一下，所以呢。我们就在感恩节的时候去了他家。
So my husband and I, we had the burden to go and help them settle down. So, during Thanksgiving time, we went over there to help them.
在我们去之前，我们心里确实有这个 burden， 就是想着真的是给在灵里跟他有一个比较好的交通。
And before we went, we truly had the burden to have a spiritual fellowship with our sister.
但是我们确实没有好好祷告。
But we did not pray enough.
去的第一天晚上是感恩节。
So the first evening we arrived, it was Thanksgiving night.
因为在这么多自从我们信主以来，每次感恩节其实我们都是在或者我们家或者 fellowship 是一个感恩的 sharing， 但是是感恩 sharing， 但是这一次呢，因为一个特别的原因，当我们跟他们家一家聚会，还有另一家朋友聚会的时候，我们整个那个 dinner 没有祷告，没有 sharing， 全谈论的是地上的事情。
So since we believed in the Lord, the past Thanksgiving it was spent either in a house or fellowshipping with other brothers and sisters, giving thanks to the Lord. But this time, because it was in their home and with other families around, that we did not say grace, we did not pray, did not have any fellowship.
Okay, 从那一刻开始，我跟我的先生心里就没有一点的平安。
And from that moment on, there was no peace in my husband's heart or in my heart.
所以我们在他家待了三天，从去的路上到回来的路上，就是整个的是极不顺利，我们心里没有一点点的平安。
So we spent 3 days with them from the time that we were on the road to the time we came back. We did not have any peace.
其实在他们一回来的时候，我就告诉他我们这边有个冬令会。
And we actually told them that we would have a winter conference here.
我一直告诉他我我在这个自从我怎么说呢，就是自从我来了我们神的家并且参加了冬令会以后，我就神让我听就是看到了一点点神的旨意。不管我在生活中是怎么样，但是属灵的眼界确实打开了。
And I told her since I came to the house of God and since I started attending the winter conferences, my spiritual eyes are opened.
所以我就觉得我真的从满心眼里想让她来参加我们的冬令会。
So I truly hope that she could attend the winter conference with us.
她也答应了，我也帮她报了名。
And she agreed and I registered for her.
但是因为这一次我们感恩节去 San Diego 整个的这个来回的路上非常非常的不顺利，这个 take 我12个小时 single trip.
And but because of this trip to San Diego, in our on our way there and coming back, it was not a smooth drive, and it took us 12 hours one way.
所以我心里就有点担心，他一个人带着三个孩子开这么远的路。
So I was worried that that she had to drive such a distance with the three children with her.
然后呢，又在这个他在来之前的两天，家里很多很多发生了很多很多事情。
And the 2 days before she was supposed to leave, there were a lot of things happening in her family.
所以要是体恤肉体，我一边心里在体恤他的肉体，想他要不能来就算了。但另一方面，神就跟我说，你是体恤肉体呢，还是体恤我的心意呢？
And so on one hand, I was mindful of the flesh that I was concerned about her, then thinking that it would be okay if she didn't come. But on the other hand, God was reminding me whether I should be mindful of His will or of the flesh.
所以我就跟我的弟兄，我们两个切切的为他来祷告。
So my brother and I earnestly pray for them.
如果主许可，就带他们全家来到我们中间。
And if the Lord allowed that, He would bring her whole family.
所以他就来了，我们。他就来了。
And then so she came.
在整个营会过程中，我真的是很感谢主，我跟他一直在一块儿。
And during the entire conference, I truly thank the Lord. I was able to spend time with her all the time.
除了在主里的交通，我们别的什么都没讲。
And we did not talk about anything else but to share in the Lord.
但是就是因为我们在就是第一天，因为我们在主里交通的时间就是交通的太怎么说？我们就忘了时间。
And today, the first day, we got lost while we shared in the Lord. We got lost in time.
所以当我们 realize 已经晚了的时候，就是我们下午的聚会已经有点晚的时候，所以我们就赶快把那几个孩子让他们先走。我们把他们，因为已经过时间了，让他们先走，我们后边赶快来追他们。
So the first evening we were
I'm sorry, it's the afternoon.
In the afternoon, that we were late for the meetings. For the meeting, so we sent the kids to the classes, and then we tried to rush for the meeting.
所以我们就让那个三个稍微带我们家一个女儿，加上那两个就是我朋友家的两个女儿，带着我们那个小女儿先走。
So we asked the two children from my friend's two children, taking my younger daughter to go first.
我们其实在后边大概有三到五分钟的 delay.
And we were about 3 to 5 minutes late.
Yes. 当我们出来的时候，就发现三个大一点的孩子就在那个地方，已经在那个姐妹说的那个聚会，就是他们的活动地方已经开始活动了。
And then,
当我们出来的时候，当我们走到他们应该聚会的地方的时候
，So when we arrived to the place where they're supposed to meet, I saw the older kids at the place where our sister described earlier, where the activities were.
但是我们的小女儿不见了。
But our youngest daughter was missing.
刚开始的时候，其实我还蛮有我一点也没着急。
In the beginning, I was not anxious at all.
因为我觉得这是在营地。应该是不会有大问题。
Because I felt like we are in the campsite, so it should not be any big problem.
但我们找了一会儿，一直找不着，我就给我先生发了个 message, 我说，因为我受了点伤，不能走。
And but when we were looking, continue to look for her, I could not walk anymore because I had a wound on me, and so I sent a text message to my husband.
So 让我先生出来帮我们找。
So I asked my husband to come and look for her.
因为我先生曾经在他读书的时候有过一个特别的经历，是因为一个小孩30分钟之内就丢了，在他家门口30分钟就丢了。Sorry.
My husband had a special experience when he was studying. There was a child that was lost within 30 minutes.
所以他的那个着急就可想而知。
But so he was very anxious. We can imagine how anxious he was.
中间陆陆续续好多弟兄姐妹也就都知道了。
And then many brothers and sisters knew about that.
感谢就是众肢体的一块的祷告。
And I thank the prayers of other brothers and sisters.
我们很快就找到了我们的孩子。
And then very quickly we were able to find my child.
当我的弟兄找到我们小孩的时候。
So when my husband found our girl.
他哭完了之后，爸爸问他说：“你害怕了没有？”
And after she cried, my husband asked her, "Are you afraid?"
其实他是他回到了我们朋友的房间门口。
Actually, she went to the lodging of a friend.
他一直在那等着。
She was waiting there the whole time.
但是因为我们走的路不同，所以我们就把他给 miss 掉。
Because we took different routes, that's why we missed her.
所以他就说，当我们没有找到的时候，他就哭一阵儿，睁开眼睛看看，叫叫爸爸妈妈，没有他就祷告。
And so she told us while she was waiting there, so she would cry a little, and then she would open her eyes, and she would call mom and dad, and then she would pray.
就这样，她找到了。
And then she was found.
感谢主，虽然我觉得在这可能加起来能有20分钟的时间。
And I thank the Lord, even though the whole time was just about 20 minutes.
但当我们找到她以后，她真的是她感觉很 secure. 她在因为我觉得他知道神会保守他。
And after she was found that she actually felt very secure all along because she felt that the Lord would protect her.
就是还是对不起，我可能多用几分钟的时间。
And bear with me for another couple minutes.
就是因为我在去camp 之前受了一点伤。
And it was before I went to the conference,
I 摔了我的tailbone.
I fell down and hurt my tailbone.
所以我行动不是那么自由。
So I could not move very freely.
所以第三天下午的时候，我其实满心满意想跟着我的朋友一块儿去崇拜，但是呢。那天我们那个小女儿正好下午睡着了，所以我先生就打电话跟我说：“你回来带孩子好不好？”
So the third afternoon, I wanted to go to worship with my friend, but then my husband called me and asked me to go back.
我开始是满心满意，不愿意，我觉得我愿意到大堂里头去听信息。
But in the beginning, I was very unwilling because I wanted to go to the meeting to listen to the message.
但是主的声音告诉我说你要顺服。
But the voice of the Lord told me that you have to submit.
所以我还是回去了。
So I left. I went back.
其实这个蒙头就是在不久之前由于圣灵的带领，也由弟兄姐几个姐妹的提醒，我开始蒙头。
And in terms of head covering, it was a little while ago because of some reminders of some sisters, I started to wear the head covering.
当我的朋友其实第一堂聚会的时候，他已经注意到我头上我蒙头。
And my friend noticed at the first meeting that I was wearing a head covering.
等到第二天的时候，他就问了我。
And the second day she asked me.
然后我就告诉他我蒙头的主要理由，我是要顺服。
So I told her the main reason that I was wearing a head covering was to submit.
最主要的一个我要顺服我的弟兄。
And mainly is that I need to submit to my husband.
就是说在这几天交通中，我们就是在交通中我就知道了，就是慧芬姐妹的情况。
And because of the sharing in those days, I learned about the conditions of our sister Hui Fen.
所以我的朋友那天也知道了一点。
So my friend also learned about this a little bit.
我那天中午回去陪小孩的时候，我就给Hui Fen姐妹打了个电话。
So when I went back to take care of my children that afternoon, I called our sister.
我觉得慧芬姐妹在那个电话中不是她，不是我安慰她，她是在安慰我。
And during our conversation, it's not that I was comforting our sister, but our sister was comforting me.
所以就是当我们的朋友从聚会里出来之后，我们晚上吃饭的时候，我就跟她 share， 我跟慧芬姐妹的交通。
So in the evening when I was having dinner with my friend, I shared about the fellowship I had with our sister.
也 share 她在家里的顺服。
And also share with my friend how our sister is very submissive in her family.
So, 也 share 慧芬姐妹在面对这个病痛的时候的态度。
And also share on our sister's attitude while she's having this illness.
他真的是，因为他刚才像我讲过，他对死亡是特别特别的惧怕，尤其他有三个小孩现在。
Especially because I mentioned earlier, especially because my friend has a great fear of death, especially because she has three children.
但是借着啊，陈红姐，借着我中间，她跟几个教会的几个姐妹也有沟通，也有交通。
And my friend also has some sharing with some sisters.
所以感谢姐妹的交通啊，对我这个朋友，对整个的这个啊，他的信，对他的信的是什么，从头到尾有了个非常崭新的认识。
So this sharing caused my friend to have a brand new understanding of what she believes in.
所以他，并且因为我觉得对那弟兄开始 share， 我们在基督里的生命不是我们做了什么，祷告了什么。而是我们活出有多少生命活出来。
And Brother Dana shared that our life in Christ is not what we do or what we pray, but how much we live it out.
所以整个的 trip 从他所听到的、所看到的，他真的是觉得啊，这个信仰实在是太宝贝了。
So from what she heard and what she saw, she felt that this faith is truly very precious.
啊，也感谢主他。这两天在我们住在营地的时候啊，他的儿子住在我们开宾里头，他的儿子。
So during the conference, her son was staying with us in the same cabin.
他是那么的反对我们所信的，因为他信姥姥教他告诉他的。
He was very against what we believe in because he believes in what his grandmother has told him.
借着这些信息，借着我每天晚上早上的祷告。
But through the messages and through the prayers that we had in the morning and in the evening，
我觉得他的心打开了。
I felt that his heart was opened up。
因为我的朋友告诉我，在他们刚来美国的时候，他们的另一个姐，一个他以前的一个姐妹到他家去 visit 的时候，让他一块来参加祷告，啊，怎么劝他都不可以。
Because my friend told me when they were in the United States and a sister came to visit them and asked them to pray together, he would not join them.
但是当他们离开的时候，他们家四个人，我们家五个人，当我们九个人拉着手祷告的时候，他加入了。
But at the end, when we were leaving, five of us and four of them, we held hands and we prayed together.
所以长话短说。他来回的 trip， 还有他在营地啊，整个的过程，他说他从来没有过这么样的平安和喜乐。
So in short, she summarized it. During her trip to and from the conference and during the conference, she has experienced a peace that she has never experienced before.
以至于他回到他的家之后跟，他的一个邻居的弟兄姐妹分享的时候，他们都问我们明年可不可以一块儿去。
So so much that when she went back and she shared with her neighbors who are believers, they would ask her if they could come join us the next winter conference.
我在这个过程中的学习是，在这个过程中，其实我真的不知道神怎么做工，但是我们确实在祷告中说神啊，你自己来做工，我们没有任何要求，请你来做。
So during this process, what I learned was that while we prayed to God, that we did not know how God would work, but we prayed that Lord that you would do your work.
所以这个 trip 真的是一个非常 blessed trip for her family.
So this trip was indeed a very blessed trip for her family.
当我们那个感恩节，我们自己 plan 那个 trip 没有任何的祷告的情况下，整个 trip 真的就是 mess up。
So the trip that we made at Thanksgiving, because we did not pray about it, so it was wasted.
It's a disaster. Yeah.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Yeah. 感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主，就是听到弟兄姊妹的祷告，分享，交通分享。
Thank the Lord for the sharing of our brothers and sisters.
我这次在冬令会里面呢，就Dana 弟兄那个信息呢，实在对我来讲是一个很深很深的找住我的心。
And in during the winter conference, messages shared by Brother Dana truly grabbed my heart.
特别他说到那个基督徒的生活跟基督的生活不同的地方。
Especially at the on the point that about the difference.Between Christian living and Christ's life.
就我以前我一直都是以为我是一个基督徒了，我当然是活着一个的基督的生活了。
And especially because before I thought that since I'm a Christian, I must be living a Christ life, a Christ living.
我Dina弟兄特别说到那个酒囊跟那个酒的那个不同。
Dana, Brother Dana mentioned about the differences between the wine and the wine skin.
他就是做一个比喻，就是那个酒囊呢，就是好像一个就是基督徒他们所过的生活外面所做的。
And he compared the wineskin as the outward Christian living.
就是那个酒那个基督的生活呢就是那个酒。
But the Christ life is the wine.
很多时候呢我们称是基督徒我们活的就是我们就是在外面里面就是在我因为他这样说的时候呢他我就有很深的感受，因为 Dana 弟兄他说有很多时候呢我们就是好像这个酒囊呢却失去了那个真的那个生命我们有时候活的就是表面上面的外面的事情。
And it left a great impression on me because Brother Dana shared how we are like the wineskin. A lot of times we have lost the true Christ life, but we are living outwardly.
我们就是跟着传统去做了，就是没有真的是活出那个失去那个真的基督的生命。
And we live according to tradition, and we've lost the true Christ life.
所以呢，这个基督徒呢，很多时候都是过着那个还是在肉体里面血气的生活。
So that's why a lot of Christians are living in the flesh and a carnal life.
Dana 弟兄就提到两个他很喜欢的弟兄一个是Maya 弟兄，一个是 A.B. Samson 弟兄。
And Brother Dana mentioned about two brothers that he likes very much. One is F.B. Maya and one is A.B. Samson.
就是 Maya 弟兄有一本书就是说到基督生活的源头呢，在腓立比书一章二十一节。
And Brother Maya has a book that is Christ as the origin of life, and he Brother Dana mentions a passage in Philippians chapter 1 verse 21.
其实那本书的名字叫 The Christ Life for the Self Life.
The Christ Life for the Self Life.
说到基督是Maya 弟兄就是引用到腓立比书，说到使徒保罗说到基督的生活呢是他的目标，他努力的朝着这个标杆直跑。
And in the Philippians, Apostle Paul said that Christ is his goal and he is pressing on to this goal.
保罗说他活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
And Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
基督是他的生命力量，复活就是他的一切。
And Christ is his life, his resurrection, his strength, and his all.
我很多时候呢，到交通聚会的时候，有一些弟兄姊妹说，如果只是重复说着讲员的话呢，他们去听就可以，不用我们来再重复了。
And a lot of times, the brothers will say that during a sharing meeting, if we just repeating what the speakers say, then we should just go back and listen to the messages. We don't have to repeat it.
就是所以我在主的面前就是祷告的时候，我说主啊，就是把我所听的要融入我自己的生活里面，让我可以学着主的教导去行出来。
So I pray before the Lord that these words would be.Mixed in my life that I can live out what I learn.
那么跟弟兄姊妹分享的时候呢，我们真的是看到主是在活在我们的里面了。
So when we share with brothers and sisters that we can truly see the Lord is living in us.
实在我是一直都在学着，我不是说我已经得着了，不过我一直是在学着这个功课。
And I'm continuing to learn this lesson. It's not that I have attained.
因为在 日常的生活里面，实在有很多地方也可以要学着做一个基督的生活，而不是只是一个基督徒的外面的循着那个条例去做的事情。
Because in our daily lives that we need to learn to live out Christ's life, but it's not to follow outward rules and regulations to live out this living.
对，我九月份的时候呢，就搬到一个新的地方。
And I moved to a new place in September.
搬去之后呢，就听到就是跟我住的我们住的是一个 in-law， 还有下面有三个房间。
So I moved to this place, it's an in-law apartment. There are three rooms downstairs.
有一个阿姨呢，她住在那里最久，大概有三年了。
And there's a lady who was living there for the longest time, for 3 years.
她是那个屋主的亲戚。
She's a relative of our landlord.
因为她的丈夫因为癌症去世了。
And her husband died of cancer.
所以她就来到三藩市。
So she came to San Francisco.
这个屋主呢，有一个小小的房间，都说她来到看他们的时候，你就住在我们这里吧。
So when she was visiting the landlady showed her a small room and told her that she could stay there.
其实是不是那个太太是那。是那个屋主是那个丈夫，他就是让这个阿姨住在那里。
Oh, so the landlord, the husband asked that lady to stay.
我进去的时候呢，这个阿姨就说好多好多这一个屋主太太很多很多的事情。
So when I moved in, this lady told me a lot of things about this landlady.
说她非常的控制下面的住客。
And said that she's very controlling, in terms of the tenants there.
常常到下来去看他们东西，如果不合她的心意，她就会搬来搬去这样。
And then she would often come downstairs, and if she sees anything that she didn't like, she would move things around.
所以跟前面的住客有很多的吵。就是吵啊吵很多的。
So she had a lot of arguments with the people who stayed there before.
就是所以而且这个而且她常常都制造很多的难处。
And a lot of times she would create much problems.
所以这个阿姨也对她虽然是亲戚，他们有很多的有很多的不开心的一起，有很多的言语啊之间很多的问题在里面。
So even though this lady is the relative of the landlord, and the landlady, so but they still had a lot of conflicts.
所以我就为这个事情在神的面前祷告了。
So I pray about this matter before the Lord.
还好，因为我还没有搬进去以前呢，那个我要住的那个房间是空的。
And before I moved in, the room I was going to move in was empty.
我们这些租客通常都是跟房东的女儿去接触的。
And usually, we would contact the daughter of the landlord.
所以我就搬还没有到期要搬。进去以前呢，他就让我去清洁那个房间。
So they asked me to clean up that room before I moved in.
其实他们没有叫我，不过我自己说可以，就是整理一下，我就觉得会那个地方对我来讲比较舒服一些。
So actually they didn't ask me to go clean it up, but I felt that I should clean up and it would be better for me.
他们也很高兴啊，我去把这个地方弄好一些这样。
So they were happy that I would go and clean up this place.
所以因为他们所以我就尽量跟房东太太呢就有一些的就是看到的时候呢我就跟他打招呼啊，也问他怎么样啊。
So when I saw the landlady, I would greet her and I would ask about her well-being.
开始的时候呢他跟那个阿姨说我为什么说这么多话呢这样。
And in the beginning, she said to the lady who was living there, how come I'm speaking so much?
慢慢的他感受到我去关怀他呢，他就把他的有一些身体的状况就告诉我。
But gradually she felt that I truly care for her, so she told me about her health.
所以我就说我为你祷告啊。
So I told her that we pray for her.
然后我就说我说有机会的话呢，我可以带你去我聚会的地方，我是基督徒。
And I told her that if there's a chance that I would like to invite you to our church, I am a Christian.
她说她以前 也有一些机会去过教会。
And she told me that she had some opportunities before to go to church.
后来就停了。
But then she stopped.
就这样的就是也感谢主，因为我们的有一些交通她对我还好。
And I thank the Lord because of our communication. She's rather nice to me.
我也对我们那边住的地方有一些很不方便的，提出一些合理的要求，他们也做了一些。
And when I bring up some reasonable requests for some inconveniences at that place, that they would accept them.
And 他们也会改善了一些的，所以那个。住的地方现在比较好一些。
And they made some improvements, so the place that we are living now is better now.
可是那个阿姨就这个房东太太对那个阿姨呢，开始就有一些很恨的那个的心理状况在里面。
But in the beginning, this landlady has some hatred. Against this lady who was staying downstairs with us.
对，因为这一个阿姨她是一个口直心快心里面是她是一个口直心快的人。
Because this lady she is very straightforward and she will say whatever's on her mind.
对，因为这个房东太太常常就是这样的，对那个房客很不尊重，而且常常就照着她自己的意思去找老人呢，他就常常对我们投诉他怎么样的不对的地方。
And because this landlady, she is rather disrespectful to the renters, and she would do things that are not so nice. So this lady would often complain to us.
所以他有时候这个房东太太听，因为我们的房子是木头的，说话呢，他有时候听到有声音，他就会跑下来看看我们在说什么这样。
And this landlady, because the house is made of wood and it's easy for her to hear what's happening downstairs, so if she hears something, she would come downstairs and to find out what's going on.
然后她就在我面前说这个医常常说她的不好的地方，她非常的不喜欢她。
So this landlady said to me, because this lady is always complaining about her, she really doesn't like her.
她就用各样的方法了，就想逼她走。
And then she would use all kinds of ways to try to force her to leave.
Yeah, 好像在她要睡觉十二点一点呢，她就在上面很在上面吵啊跳啊，这样就弄到她好像睡不到。
And that she would make a lot of noises and jump around in the, at night time around 12 or 1 o'clock upstairs so that this lady would not be able to go to sleep.
因为这个房东太太跟她丈夫他们都不用工作了。
Because both the landlord and the landlady, they did not have to work.
所以我看到这个阿姨实在是很可怜。
So I took pity on this lady.
Yeah, 也常常为她祷告。
And I often pray for her.
到一个地步呢，我看到她精神状况好像要崩溃了，因为过了一段时间她实在受不了。
And to a point that I felt that she's almost having a nervous breakdown.
我就买了一些耳塞给她。
So I brought her some earplugs.
她好像有人关怀她，她心里面就会比较好一些。
So she felt better because somebody cares for her.
当我提到就是主耶稣的时候呢，她却有一个不相信的情况。
When I mentioned about the Lord Jesus to her, she did not believe.
是因为她的生活好像是太苦了。
And it's because her life is too hard.
因为我跟这一个 这个阿姨说话呢，这个房东太太呢，有开始对我不好。
Because I was talking to this lady, the landlady started to be not so nice to me.
而且因为我的房间在他们家的客厅的下面。
Because my room is situated underneath the living room.
那个房东先生呢，他常常在下面说话或者是看电视。
And the landlord is often upstairs speaking or watching TV.
他如果听到下面有一些声音，他就会害怕，他说的话给下面的人听到，他就很不开心。
And if he hears some noise downstairs, he would be afraid that what he is talking about upstairs would be heard downstairs.
所以我就尽量就是少进去，就很晚，就是十点多才进我的房间。
So I try to stay out of my room until about 10 o'clock in the evening.
可是我想他的脾气也很暴躁，他一听到声音，他就会像在下面好像房东太太那样，就是就是丢东西啊，各样的事情来，好像就是对你，就是有一种很，对你就是要把你啊，你不可以就是干扰着我在上面的情况这样。
But I think he also has a bad temper like his wife, that if he hears something going on downstairs, he would be upset, he would be throwing things around and making noises.
我就觉得这个情况实在是太难，我就因为他常常是这样，我就跟他的女儿就是有一些交通。
And I find this situation is getting more and more difficult, so I would speak to his daughter.
可是他却是没有，我爸爸很好的，他是不过是他也不会这样做的，可能是邻居的声音啊，这样他们就是这样的说过去了。
But the daughter did not agree with what I say, and then she said that my dad is very nice, and it could be the noise could be from the neighbors.
所以我就是这样的，我有一点就是心里面有，我也就是一直是这样，我心里面实在觉得，我就在神的面前呢，我就开始有一些埋怨。
So because of this, I start to have some complaints before the Lord.
就好像就是 Dana 弟兄在他说到就是主就是说到关于这一个要活出一个基督的生活的时候呢，我们要服侍主，要学主的样式。
And Brother Dana shared in to live out Christ's life, we have to learn of the Lord.
他举了一个例子，就是两个例子是彼得跟那个约翰跟他的弟兄雅各。
And he gave two examples, it's Peter and John and his brother James.
就是约翰跟雅各因为去传福音那里的地方不接受他们，就是要主从天上面降下火来就烧的他们。
So it's an example of John and James, and when they were preaching the gospel and people would not believe, they asked the Lord to send down fire from heaven to destroy the place.
就开始的时候我就心里面就是有一些的想法，主啊，你真的要去管理他们，就把他们就是就是惩罚一下他们这样的恶行。
So in the beginning, I had similar thoughts and I wanted to ask the Lord to do something about it to punish them.
Yeah, 有时候实在是觉得他们就是你要睡觉，他们还是在那边呢，就是就是对你很多的恐吓，很多的情况要让你就是很生活很难过这样的。
Because when I want to go to sleep, they would make noises, and it seems like they were making threats, and it was making my life very difficult.
所以我就是想，可是我觉得在神的面前这样的去控告他们，这样的埋怨啊，甚至对他们有一些恨意的时候，我觉得这不是神要我做的事情。
But I felt that if I make accusations about them, if I have hatred in my heart, and if I complain about them before the Lord, this is not something I ought to do.
而且我看到在罗马书那边，我刚刚在看的时候，就是主就是说不要以恶报恶。
And also in the book of Romans, the Lord said, "Do not repay evil with evil."
要用善去报恶。
but to repay evil with good.
因为神说他伸冤在我，我必报应。
Because God said that a vengeance is mine, I will repay.
所以我就去也改变了我这样对他们的一些埋怨啊，不好的想法。
So I have changed my thoughts, my complaint against them, and my accusation against them.
就是看到神真是他的工作就开始了。
So then now God is beginning his work.
就是因为一个晚上他们特别的就要做一些事情在上面好像野孩子这样的跳啊走啊很非常的狂的时候。
So one evening, when they were jumping around and walking around downstairs making a lot of noises.
因为他们的儿子把三个星期大的那个婴孩放到他们的家里面。
Because the son has brought his 3-month-old baby to the home.
是三个星期。
Oh, three-week-old baby.
他们这样的在上面这样的这样狂野的这样的做的时候，那个 baby 就受了很大的惊吓。
And because they were doing a lot of things, crazy things upstairs, making a lot of noise, the baby was startled.
他就不断地在大哭。
And the baby kept crying very loudly.
因为这个小孩这样的，他们就好像这个那个他好像有一些好像呕吐的倾向，就他们就吓了一，就他们也，他们就是这个孩子的哭，他们就就是要去照顾这个小孩。
And the baby was throwing up and then was crying very loudly, so they had to take care of the baby.
所以就他们就静下来了。
So they quiet down.
而且我想也是感谢主，因为在我如果我们就是在主的里面就是听神的话呢，他的手一定会伸出来。
And I thank the Lord, if we listen to the Lord, he will stretch out his hand.
就是在情况一直的好转。
So the conditions continue to improve.
就是有时候看到房东太太，有时候也没有怎么样，也跟他就是继续的跟他有一些的交谈。
So I continue to have some communication with the landlady.
就是因为时间的关系，因为到Dana 弟兄也说到，就是在哈巴谷书那里说到，那个时候呢，那个加拉底人呢来到以色列国呢，他们是一个强暴的族类。
And Brother Dave,
好的，我现在因为我就是想说到这一个呢，就是神是会保守我们，就因为这是强暴的，我们倚靠主的时候，我实在是感谢主，他让我看到基督的生活跟那个基督徒的生活的那个的分别。
So what I'd like to share is that the Lord let us see that even though there are people that are fierce or not nice to us, but from what we experience, we can tell the difference of a Christian living and a Christ life in our lives.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.